Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Look at me, baby. Do you like what you see? Take a good look.
That's Molly Maher and her Disbelievers from the Twin Cities area. I was talking to my son Brian last night as he was driving throughout the night to Colorado, and he says that Molly went to McNally Smith College of Music with him and his friend Josh Von Mink, and that she was incredibly talented. So I went to her MySpace page and grabbed a couple songs off there today. That song is so infectious, and I just commented that it sounds like a Farfisa organ in the background there. I bet if you're listening, Bob Muscovitz, you remember those Farfisas. They came in a gray color and in a kind of a pinkish color, and they were the rage back then. Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to be playing music by Minnesota songwriters only. No redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, or regurgitated music. Nothing but original music by Minnesota singer-songwriters, and what better than to play one by Larry Cease, a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Here's Shed My Skin off his Tempered Steel CD.
Sun's up, birds sing, stream gurgles with the gifts it brings, clouds fly in the sky. New and riding high, I've been racing, chasing somebody else's dream. It's high time I decide I'm driving my own ride. I'm gonna throw off the old, let it flow down the street. I'm gonna shed my skin, I've been near. Getting way too tight, I'll find a true of me. When I dig down deep, truer than I've ever been. When I shed my skin, I've got to hand it to you. You know just what you want me to do, when you tell me straight up what it takes to fill you up. Not flowers, chocolates, trinkets, or shiny rings. You want all time to take a ride, but share what's on our minds. We're gonna throw off the old ways, let them flow. I'll find the truth.
That's Larry Cease with Shed My Skin. That's a very positive message. By day, Larry is a mild-mannered psychologist in the Twin Cities, and as I mentioned, a member of MAS. Before that was Molly Maher, and I should point out that Molly and her band are regularly featured at the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis. Check that out if you're down that way, or up that way, or over that way. I'm a typical guy. I think of things in directions as up and down, that sort of thing. Up next, Eunice Collette. Eunice is a folk singer, and she hails from the Twin City area again. Most of our artists, as you can probably guess, are from that area because that's where things are kind of happening. Eunice, as we mentioned last week, is the seventh born of 11 children and began playing the guitar at age 11. Here's a tune called True North on Minnesota Homebrew.
There's a billion stars all around me. I'm swimming in Over's Bay. The moon has gone down over yonder, and I'm in the womb of the sky. Polaris, it's high.
Collette. We we love our folk music here on Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, Steve West. Grew up in Port Washington, Wisconsin. He's played music for over 30 years as a solo act and with a number of wedding or bar bands, so I know what that's like, including the Black Revolver. Steve has entertained hundreds of music fans all over Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Texas, and has developed his own unique style of folk, pop, and rock. Here's his song from his Love and Other Disasters CD titled, that's a good title, Love Lost, Lost Love.
Well, he headed out west, find his fortune, made a stop in the hills in Tennessee. Fell in love with a miner's daughter that he called Sweet Emily. He could find the Dutchman's mine, then he'd surely hit pay dirt, stake the claim and send for Emily. But till then he knows he'll just keep on dreaming about his lost love in Tennessee. Well, he drifted up north to the Porcupine Mountains, blasted ore in the Union and Gypsy. Spent his money in a miner's tavern that was called the Wolverine. He could find the Dutchman's mine, then he'd surely hit pay dirt, stake the claim and send for Emily. But till then he knows he'll just keep on dreaming about his lost love in Tennessee. Bottom of my chaplain tree, clutched in his hand was a bloodstained letter that was meant for Emily. Had he found the Dutchman's mind, he would surely hit pay dirt, stake the claim and send for Emily. But till then she knows she'll just keep on dreaming about her lost love and leave. But till then she knows she'll just keep on dreaming about it, lost love and leave.
Up next, the man who rules the roosts at TJ's Tavern in Oakley, Minnesota, John Kimball. There's a tune called Bullfrog and Bugs.
Did you ever see a dawn when the sun was really bright? Like a just defeated evil in a championship fight. You got a line out on the water when you show they're gonna bite. It's like bullfrogs and bugs on a warm summer night. I'm talking bullfrogs and bugs. Ever had the feeling maybe things are alright? Like a woman in your arms and she's holding you tight. The lonely blows away like a string kite. It's like bullfrogs and bugs on a warm summer night. I'm talking bullfrogs and bugs. Warm summer night. When feeling good, you're shaking like a soda pop can. You know you might burst. When you wake up in the morning like a brand new man, and it's been much, 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 much worse.
I know God will
going to worry. That's a nice positive message, huh? We like inspirational music. Not everyone can be flippant and snide as I am as a songwriter. I have my good moments, too. Cindy says that that song was born out of the subject of anxiety, and she was amazed at how many people are tormented by worry, stress, and anxiety. She says she's fortunate enough to have learned many times over the key to getting out of that is to tell yourself, what's the point? Worry does nothing for you except steal your joy, your time, and your peace. Thanks for that, Cindy. Up next, Minnesota Association of Songwriters President Wayne Hamilton with a song we've never played here on Homebrew. It's titled The Wooden Floor.
On the plains of Nebraska back in 1823, by the banks of the Platte, Bill fell in love with Sweet Marie. By the time they were married, he'd prepared her a surprise. As they approached their brand new house, he covered up her eyes. He turned the knob to open up the roughly finished door. When he removed his hand, she saw the planks that made the floor. First house in the county that could boast a floor of wood, and starting out they wanted nothing more. They built their lives upon that base with all the love they could. They built their lives upon that wooden floor. The neighbors came from miles around to marvel at the sight. Their floors of clay to them no longer seemed to be quite right. Bill helped them from his blacksmith shop as they built up the town. Marie raised seven children and had friends from all around. Though people came from far and wide, of this you can be sure. The love they saw impressed them more than any wooden floor. First house in the county that could boast a floor of wood, and starting out they wanted nothing more. They built their lives upon that base with all the love they could. They built their lives upon that wooden floor. The floor was rough and kind of bumpy when Bill laid it there. Through the years it smoothed out fine with all their loving care. From time to time someone would trip and fall or stub a toe. They had some little problems but no one wanted to go. For in their hearts they knew there was no other place as good. They smoothed out problems in their lives just like that bumpy wood. They lived together happily, with birthdays, weddings, celebrations, friends and family. And when they died, they left their home not 30 days apart. They left behind the feeling that they lived with just one heart. It started when Bill swept Marie white through that big front door. And she was so amazed to see those planks that made the floor. First house in the county that could boast a floor of wood, and starting out they wanted nothing more. They built their lives upon that base with all the love they could. They built their lives upon that wooden floor. They built their lives upon that base with all the love they could. They built their lives upon that wooden floor.
Wayne Hamilton. Wayne writes some very, very fine and insightful music. And for our Twin City listeners, if you're looking for a real good venue tomorrow night, Wayne will be performing at the Dream Coat Cafe in Oakdale. That's tomorrow night, February 1st, 7:30 to 9:30, and that's at 6050th Street North. And that's a venue owned by the Salvation Army, and they even have adult beverages. So do stop and see Wayne tomorrow night. Wish I were closer. I'd be there, Wayne. Well, now it's time for me to do a song. On the bottom of the hour, I try to do one of my 400 songs, which I refer to as folk music run amok. This is a little different in that I did not write the lyrics to this song. They were given to me by my good buddy Don Karski from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, and he shared a lot of poems with me. Don's the guy who puts his poems to the conga music and calls them conga poems. We've played them many times here on Homebrew, and this is a song that I don't believe he's done that with, and I do look forward, Don, to your recording more conga poems that we can share here on the show. But this is a song all about the dichotomy of life and how you have to take the good with the bad and, in a sense, even celebrate the bad with the good. It's titled So Be Your Pleasure, So Be Your Pain. A skunk to your nose, so are roses. Banish the rainbow, banish the rain. A life without blemish proposes. Life is the price we pay for our birth, a two-sided coin in the spending. Death a return to the banks of the earth, grateful or not for the lending. So be your pleasure, so be your pain. A skunk to your nose, so roses. Banish the rainbow, if banish the rain. A life without blemish proposes. Life is the price we pay for our birth, a two-sided coin in the spending. Death a return to the banks of the earth, grateful or not for the lending. So be your pleasure, so be your pain. A skunk to your nose, so roses. Banish the rainbow, banish the rain. A life without blemish proposes. There you go, Don. That's for you. He says he's laying back listening to Minnesota Homebrew. They're 4 miles north of St. Croix Falls, my hometown. And thank you for listening, Don and Julie. Here's Shane Martin with a song called Grateful.
He was 53 that winter, laid off and feeling bitter, complaining not much to show for his life. He said, I lost my only son in a war we never won. I blame God for every tear that I cried. I said, how'd you make it through? I don't know what I'd do. He raised his hands up to the sky, looked me in the eye and said, here's the truth. I'm grateful for the food that's on my table, friends and family that's around me. Every night I'm down on my knees, I'm thankful to see a sun rise and setting. Every day's a brand new blessing, still doing what I'm able. Brought home roses for his missus, volunteered his time when he was broke. He said, I'm not dying to retire. I've got purpose feeding my fire. I'm giving back till it's my time to go home. Well, I ain't no millionaire. Sometimes life don't seem fair. Still every morning in the mirror, I look a little deeper and say a prayer. I'm grateful for the food that's on my table, friends and family that's around me. Every night I'm down on my knees. I'm thankful to see the sun rise and setting. Every day's a brand new blessing. Still doing what I'm able. Feeling grateful for every next breath that I take. Living day by day on faith. Working hard to be a better man. Until then.
Martin, new country singer. He'll be performing tomorrow night, Friday, at Toby Keith's Bar in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. And the following night, Saturday the 2nd, he'll be doing a solo act with himself at Franny's in Starbuck. He'll be heading out of town, Starbuck, Minnesota, somewhere northwest of the Twin Cities. And of course, Friday night, he'll be at Toby Keith's Bar in St. Louis Park with his full band. A man of many talents and many awards. We'll tell you more about that at another time. Up next, a gentleman I find most interesting. His name is Carl Creighton. And he did a CD called 11 North with so many good songs on it. Here's a song called Christian Girl.
I knew a Christian girl from Virginia. I know nothing about Virginia. I know nothing about God. I pray every night, 'cause I know God's on her side. Like a good friend, he'll recommend me to her. Came to hear the noise, leave to get some peace. Walking up Fifth Avenue, talk of the deceased. I pray every night, 'cause I know God's on their side. Like a good friend, he will protect them for us. I know I could have been better Christian. No, I could have been much a better friend to my Christian girl. I'd be into religion wasn't late to start. I'd be reading the Bible if not the sin in parts. I pray every night, 'cause I know God ain't on my side. Like a good friend, he'll be there in the end.
If I'm not there, well, where am I then? If I can bring my dog, I'll be happy. How long have I had this body? Can I trade it in when I'm done? For a spirit or a drop in the ocean, on a planet round a purple sun. I'd be done.
That's Michael Monroe, who records in his solar-powered log cabin on the north shore of Lake Superior. And, you know, there's shades of Neil Diamond, there's shades of Jethro Tull, there's a lot going on there, and it's so well written, so well recorded. Michael Monroe, and we've been telling you about people's schedules. Well, tomorrow night, Michael will be in the Twin City area performing, in Excelsior for that matter, at the, I believe it's called the 318 Cafe. And that's in Excelsior, right downtown on Water Street. Doesn't give a time here on his website, but we can assume it's in the evening. Oh, I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Just says 8 p.m. That's Michael Monroe tomorrow night at the 318 Cafe in Excelsior, 8 p.m. Don't miss it if you're from the west suburbs of the Twin Cities or even farther out. Up next, Jim Caldwell with a song called Westbound here on the Minnesota Homebrew.
Westbound from Waco, California's days away. $40 in my pocket, hard enough to make my laptop stretches on out towards the setting sun. If I don't make it to the coast, I'll just stop when my travel is done. But that don't mean I got no place to go. I've been living fast, but I'm moving slow. Well, I started out scrambling like many a miner's son. Couldn't see myself loading coal. Cars were dying young with an old black lung. And I guess I wasn't suited for Pittsburgh's mills for steel. So 2 days after high school, I jumped behind the wheel. But that didn't mean I had nowhere to go. I've been living fast, but I'm moving slow. Well, those white lines out ahead are no greater than the ones behind. Countless towns and countless gales and countless drinks when I'm so inclined. And I've tended bar in old St. Louis, set pins in Abilene. And I've lifted grub from the A&P when I was in the need. But that don't mean I've got no place to go. I've been living fast, but I'm moving slow. Myself drawing on a sun-drenched beach, smoking on a big cigar, money flowing free. I don't want to wake to a big mistake and taste a dose of reality. But sometimes I get to wondering if I stayed at home instead with sitting. train yards with the gypsies of the track. Sometimes I miss the home life, but it's too late to look back. That might mean I've got nowhere to go, 'cause I'm living fast, but I'm dying slow. Yes, I'm living fast, but I'm dying slow.
I need someone to lean on when the nights are hard as stone, when the day's done and everyone's gone. I need someone to hold. I need someone to lean on when the world is so unfair. Someone to walk, maybe hold hands and talk. I need someone to care. Tasted the fruit picked from the vine when given so tenderly, but through the years I've lost it somehow. Would someone please find it for me? I need someone to lean on, and somewhere she waits for me. But until I find, I'll somehow get by with my friends, my music.
Friend Andy from Missouri would say, "Ain't that pretty? Ain't that pretty?" That's Dave J. Palak. I need someone to lean on from his Road CD. You may recall we play a song called Kelly Swamp once in a while from that CD. He paints such mood with his music. Dave, if you're listening, great job, and I hope you do another CD. And if you have another CD, go to our Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page, click on About, and learn how you can send it in so that we can play more of your songs here on Homebrew, because our motto is, you send it, we'll play it. Well, you know, up next, a man whom we are very familiar with because he came up to Thief River Falls and played in our singer-songwriter evening this last summer at the gazebo, and he is Dave Coffell. He's been around the Minnesota music scene for more than 30 years. You're giving your age away, Dave. He notes that an old man once told him that artists should have their tongues cut out at birth to prevent them from blathering on about their work. He says that music is what it is. Well, I can't argue with that, Dave. Here's Dave's song, Mellow Down, to end out hour one of Minnesota Homebrew.